Ugly displays of racism from crowds have sometimes marred major sporting events in Australia, but now new guidelines have been issued to help sporting codes and venues respond to inappropriate behaviour when it happens. And it's hoped by presenting a united front on this, they can send a powerful message to those bad elements in the crowd that it's not on. Nick Grimm reports.
Australians love their sport and take plenty of pride in the nation's on-field triumphs. But a bit too often, some of those barracking at the sidelines are themselves a national embarrassment.
Today, once again, our players have been racially abused.
In January this year, India's visiting cricket team accused Australian spectators at the SCG of hurling racist slurs, prompting apologies from Cricket Australia. And this from head coach Justin Langer.
I've said for years, it's one of my greatest pet hates in life that people can think they can come to a sporting event, whether it's cricket or any code, and pay their money and think they can abuse or say whatever they like.
It's fairly simple. We all love sports. But unfortunately, racism in sport remains an ongoing issue.
Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, Chin Tan, was watching the match as the controversy unfolded. Now he's launching new guidelines for Australia's major sporting codes on how to address racism from spectators.
And so while sport matters because people watch it, learn from it, and they are inspired by it, we need consistent, strong responses to spectator racism, which we have seen the last year or so.
But the victory was overshadowed by an alleged racist taunt involving goods in the dying minutes.
The new guidelines are part of an ongoing Human Rights Commission campaign championed by former AFL star and Australian of the Year Adam Goods, who endured relentless racial slurs from rival fans.
Racism! Racism! It stops with me!
It stops with me.
But for others, this is still just the start of the journey. Under the new guidelines, a zero-tolerance approach will see the immediate removal of those behaving inappropriately, and some fans could be banned from attending games until they've undergone anti-racism training. But Chin Tan doesn't believe that should happen in all cases.
We don't want to be seen to be punishing people, and particularly young people who don't quite understand the perspective of what's happening. So a lot of what we're doing here is it's also about educational perspective.
Cricket Australia, the AFL, the NRL and Tennis Australia have endorsed the guidelines, also agreeing to adopt a coordinated approach when it comes to ensuring incidents are properly reported, complaints appropriately addressed and the targets of racist abuse given the opportunity to speak about their experience.
We know that racism exists, and we know that when you're getting large gatherings of people together, that it's not always going to be hidden.
Tanya Hosh is the AFL's Executive General Manager for Inclusion and Social Policy. She believes that with the major codes showing a united front, attitudes will eventually shift.
I hope it's a strong message that we do have so many sports who have signed up here. I hope it does shine a light on the solidarity that does exist across sporting codes, knowing that we want to protect our players, our staff, our officials, and we don't want to see other spectators harmed by racism either. And I think that's the other thing to remember, that even if the racism isn't directed to you, if you are someone who knows what it is like to receive racism, it can still have an impact on innocent bystanders and other people who stand against racism as well. And the more safe we make the sporting arena, the more people can participate in something that is a really healthy social activity.
Tanya Hosh is the AFL's Executive General Manager for Inclusion and Social Policy. Nick Grimm reporting there.